here for part two of today's segment. Again, if you're tuning in now or just listening to this in the replay, Spec Talk Radio is the Southeast Private Equity Community's radio show that brings together entrepreneurs and investors in the Southeast and beyond to learn how to create wealth through bringing innovation to the marketplace with investors investing in early stage companies and creating those jobs. And we are believers that we have the ability to be economic architects, to mandate a turnaround. And one of the best ways to do that is through helping these early stage companies that have these incredible innovative products get to market and grow, bringing capital and needed experience and resources to them so that they can be highly successful. Earlier in the show, we heard from two of the companies that will be at our investor event next week that both are, you know, very different, but clearly both are doing well in their areas that are needed in the marketplace and probably won't be impacted by the recession at all based on the type of services that they offer. So what we're going to cover in this portion of the segment, and I am going to invite folks to call in and ask questions as I kind of get through my initial comments. If you want to call in, you can call in at 347-945-6873. That's 347-945-6873. We get almost every time I talk to investors and entrepreneurs on a daily basis because we do these events and we offer services to help entrepreneurs figure out what's the right kind of money, where should they go for it, what's the source, what do they need to do to attract it, and then, you know, because of our vast network of investors and lenders, we put programs in place to get them introduced to them. So, so the question always comes up is, you know, is there money out there? Are there investors that are actively investing in deals? Is there lenders lending money? And well, I'm not going to talk so much about the lenders today, but they are. We regularly get notices from lenders saying, here's a deal we closed. Got any others? And so there's definitely money out there. You just got to know where to look for it. And then on the investor side, we believe that there is. I had a question asked to me earlier today, as a matter of fact, on this very topic, and I had had two articles sent to me by business associates. That one was in the New York Times, and one was in Inc. Magazine, the January issue of Inc. Magazine, and I think the New York Times was just a few days ago, February 3rd, in fact. The New York Times article was called "Angels Flee from Tech Startups." And the Inc. magazine was Angel Investing 2009. And so I wrote, I decided last night to read these articles and take a look at them. And as a result of that, I ended up writing my own thoughts on them on my blog, myvirtualangelworld.com, myvirtualangelworld.com. And put my comments and linked to both of those articles so you can go read the original works. But it was what was interesting about it is that these two articles pretty much take opposite positions on the market on that question. So the question I posed is, so is it good times or bad times for angel investors? What's the story with angel investors? And so what we have found, and I'm going to share some of the experience that we found within our marketplace, and then relate it to these two articles. Within our specific marketplace, what has happened is my experience with investors, and I've known investors for a number of years that are active at various times in angel investing, and they're pretty, particularly if they've been doing it for any time, they're pretty sophisticated when it comes to investing. Now, you know, short of just being completely conned by somebody like Madoff, most of these guys are pretty savvy and sophisticated and know how to anticipate the market to a certain degree, you know, try to remove the emotion out of their investments. And so, you know, and they diversify. They have investments in real estate and stocks and bonds and private equity. And so what we saw happen was last year, the market started to get funky back in February. I mean, it didn't happen in November and December. You know, that's when the press caught on. Okay, and that's when every Tom, Dick, and Harry that had their life savings in the stock market lost their shirt because they are not savvy investors. If you look at Kiyosaki's levels of Robert Kiyosaki writes about the levels of investors in his cash flow quadrant, And, you know, most people just sort of hear from their buddy about a stock and put some money in it, or they, you know, do something, but they don't really, you know, monitor the market. They invest completely on emotion, and they don't really look at any of the statistics on what the company's doing or how it's trending or analyze any of that stuff. And so they are subject to being behind the trends. And when you have very sophisticated investors, they, you know, they're not always in front of the trends, but they do, and they usually have a team of people that help them. They have wealth managers that help them anticipate some of that stuff because they're busy doing other things and don't want to monitor their portfolio every day. And so we saw a lot of investors. We thought we were going to have a lot of problems at the beginning of this last year because of the market turmoil at that time. We did our first Southeast Private Equity Conference in April. We were very concerned that there was going to be not a good showing at that because the market was so crazy at the time. And, you know, in hindsight, it doesn't seem near as crazy as it right now because nobody remembers it. But it was, we thought we were going to have a really tough time. And, of course, the market would, we had a great response to our event and had a great turnout of folks and anticipating the same thing to happen at this one. But what we saw happen, and this is kind of interesting because in the in the angel flees from tech startups, there is Steve Maggetti, a former executive at Intel, has said it perfectly, and I quoted him in my blog. Crashes make liquidity vanish, and venture investing, especially angel investor investing, runs on liquidity. When the market goes wonky, everyone sits on cash until the situation resolves itself. This makes capital hard to find, and if a company is caught unprepared at the wrong time or at the wrong time, that can be the end. many professional angels, it goes on, they go on to say, many professional angels, those who invest as a full-time job rather than a side project, that's kind of what we're talking about, the really sophisticated ones, are still financing startups, if at a slower pace. They say the best opportunities come during downtimes. As companies' valuations fall significantly, the median valuation of startups seeking angel financing fell 25% to $3 million from the third to fourth quarter of 2008, according to AngelSoft, a web services for angel investors and entrepreneurs. And so that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing two things. We saw people sit on their money last year. We had a significant downfall in the amount of investments in 2008 compared to 2007. There were still investments getting done. They just weren't being done as frequently, and they weren't as large as they had been in 2007, at least from within our space. But then what we saw happen in November and December is we had new members come into our organization. We had members or people that had not been a part of the organization in a couple of years come back. We had one of our biggest events ever in December, and a whole bunch of companies started due diligence with investors. Now, if investors were panicking and saying, I'm not going to do it, they wouldn't have been doing that. So what we see happening is that they've realized that the market is down, that they took their market out at the top or near the top before it tanked. They're not going to let it sit and make 2 or 3% on their money in fixed income. And they need to build their portfolio. And the chances of a public stock doubling or tripling are very, very low. But the chances of, even though it's high risk, the chances of a private equity stock doubling or tripling are much higher because of the nature of getting in early before, you know, a wholesale price before it goes retail. So it's a very active area that we see investors getting back involved in. For three reasons. One, they want to, you know, restore the portfolio of what they did leave in the stock market that has gone down. They need to rebuild that wealth. And private equity, although risky, is the best way to build it in a large way if you do things, if you do some of the things that investors need to do. And that's making sure you conduct proper due diligence, making sure that you're not the only money in, that you've got some peers that are co-investing with you or working, going with you in on a deal, or you know other people are investing so your money just doesn't go into a black hole, and staying involved in the process of, you know, being willing to help that company succeed if they do, and not just doing it one time. You will lose money in private equity. It's just the nature of private equity and the nature of early stage businesses growing. But if you make five investments, if you use the sort of the VC approach to it, that out of five investments, you know, one's going to completely tank, two are going to make, you know, okay money, you know, or break even and a little over break even, one's going to do moderately good and one's going to be really great and make up for all the others. And so, you know, that's the way to, you know, kind of manage that. If you're only going to do one investment, though, you know, it's better to keep it in the fixed income. We also see investors getting back involved in the stock market, cherry picking some real estate deals because, you know, this is, as I guess Warren Buffett keeps getting quoted right now, but, you know, this is a time when the fearful retrench, but people that know how to create wealth, you see this as a great time of opportunity, and it is a great time of opportunity. There are great companies out there. We heard of two of them earlier. They're making money. They are growing. They're in segments that are not really going to be impacted by the recession because the companies have to have their product. And so those are, you know, it's not going to be, you know, 60 days to get your money back, but, you know, within a few years, you know, those are sounder investments than, you know, so it's really making, you know, and taking a little, what we see investors doing is taking a little bit of extra time to make sure about the investment, making sure they're not the only ones, and then going ahead and stroking those checks and taking action, because you can be an economic architect if you take action to actually, you know, put that money to work in helping create the jobs in your local community or wherever that money needs to go, and bringing new innovations to the marketplace, and, you know, participating in the wealth that's going to be created as part of that. So it was interesting, in Angel Investing 2009, the Inc. magazine article, it talked about the difference between 2007 and 2008, which is kind of what I talked about. In 2007, as far as my personal experience, in 2007, 258,000+ angels put $26 billion into 57,000+ companies, making those wealthy individuals the single largest source of startup capital, according to the University of New Hampshire Center for Venture Research. This is a group, a nonprofit organization that queries angel investor groups to find out what they invested in. Did they reinvest? What stages? What industries? And all those kind of things. And the Network of Business Angels and Investors, the angel investor group that I manage, participates in that survey. So our numbers are in there. Okay. And he says, but despite the ethereal name, meaning angel investors, they're all too human. Their money comes from their own investment portfolios, and theirs, just like yours, have been hammered. That's sparking big changes in the way angels invest. Even in a tough economy, deals can still be done, but don't expect them to happen in a hurry. Angels are pretty spooked these days. Even highly diversified investors may be seeing a 20 to 40% decrease in the value of their stock portfolios, according to Michael Gruber, the founder and managing director of Cornerstone Angels up in Chicago. Further complicating matters is that the fact that many angels are entrepreneurs themselves and may be more concerned about with shoring up their own companies than helping you build yours. That's probably where you probably got the biggest retrenching in the marketplace happening. Those guys that are actively building their own companies and like to dabble in doing, and it goes back to what the New York Times article said, that, you know, the ones that are hobbying in it are not going to be investing right now because, you know, it's the ones that are in the business of investing that are still actively investing, and that's really kind of what we see as well. The Center of Venture Research says investments through the second quarter of 2008 totaled $12.4 billion, up 4.2% at the same period in 2007. Okay, we saw a little bit of that, because we had almost all the investments that happened in our companies last year that we were working with happened in the first half of the year. Okay, but just 23,000 ventures received those funds, which was almost a 4% drop. And so their more money was going into fewer companies. And that goes to the idea of not being the only money in on that. And so a big part of that is, you know, one of the things that we're trying to address with our fundingplanet.com, which is a new initiative that we're launching, is really how do those investors find each other to be able to syndicate with each other. Particularly, it's easy when you're in a group because you know the other investors that are in it. But when you're not in a group, when you're located or where you reside or the group that's in your area only does technology and you want to invest in consumer products because that's what you know, how do you connect up with other investors so you're not, you know, you're not the only money in? And how do you find cool, great vetted deals? And that's, those are the two, and be able to do due diligence in a timely manner. Those three problems our funding planet will solve for investors, and you can get to that at ourfundingplanet.com. So with that said, I'm going to, if anybody wants to call in and ask some questions, you can call in at 347-945-6873. We've got just a few more minutes. There is somebody that's been listening on the phone. I'm not sure if that's an investor or an entrepreneur. They've been on for a while, but I am going to open up their mic just to see if they want to introduce themselves and ask a question, and then if not, then I'll begin the wrap up. Okay, so 9484, you're on the air. You want to introduce yourself? Hello. They were sort of listening. They're either on mute, they're on themselves, or they just want to be shy. Okay, caller, I'm going to put you back on mute. All right, they're being shy. That's okay. Sometimes people just call in and listen because they're not in front of their computer. They're on their way someplace else, or they're in a different kind of a meeting doing something else. So that's perfectly all right. We're happy to have people listen to through the computer or listen on live on the air. So as I guess I need to wrap up here, go read about my entire comments at myvirtualangelworld.com, and you can get access to both of these articles on there, and you can hear sort of the Angel Investing 2009 Inc. Article was a much more positive article than the Angels Flee from Tech Startups. It was a, you know, I think they were just trying to get a really good headline because it really wasn't as negative as you read through the article. I think the headline really was a attention grabber, which it was because a lot of people circulated it. But here's the bottom line of what I've seen: the retrenching of angels is not as drastic as it was in 2001 and 2002. Where we had a real dry up of capital on both angel sides and VC sides. I have not seen that yet. There is still, you know, nobody can predict the future, so of course there's still some uncertainty. Investors are more cautious. They see this as a great opportunity for those that are actively investing to make investments because they can get better valuations than they could have maybe a couple of years ago when there was, I guess our peak in 2007 when there was a lot of money in the marketplace, and so, you know, companies could be bold with some of their valuations. But, you know, there's really good companies will still get funding, and they may take them a little bit longer. They may need to prove their business model out a little bit more. The investors may not be as forgiving in that they need to have, you know, a good advisory team or a good management team in place. They need to have, you know, their business model fully vetted. They need to make sure that given that there are less investors in the marketplace, there's still money there, it's just less investors, there's more competition for their money, and that's why the valuations are going down. So you've got to shine your apple even more so than you would have had before because there is less money. It's just there's still money there. If you know where to look for it, you get a good team together to help you look for it, you can get access to that capital. Of course, we provide that through we make sure that happens because the screening process that LaunchFN provides to the companies to make sure they're not wasting their time and money when they try to get in front of these angel investor groups. And then, of course, we have our regular events that have 20 to 30 investors at them, and then what's happening next week on the 11th. The next one after that is in the second week and second Wednesday in May. But then in between, we're going to have the Southeast Private Equity Conference, which will have venture capital, angel investors, lenders, investment banks, all kinds of sources of capital for a large group of companies and a large group of investors to come together, and you can get all the information on that on seprivateequity.org. So with all that said, I think companies should not hesitate to get started in raising their capital, because you have to develop that relationship with the companies. The angels are going to invest because they believe that you can execute on your model, and part of that comes from the black and white of what the document says, but a huge part of it comes from their belief in you as a CEO. And if they believe that you have the ability to execute, they become much more comfortable with actually writing that check. And, you know, if they're going to take 30 extra days to make that decision, then why wait? Start developing that relationship now. Why wait to, you know, till the time is perfect? Because you're still going to have to go through the due diligence part. It doesn't change the amount of time it takes for them to get comfortable with you. So the sooner you start, the sooner you have the potential to raise your capital. So that's pretty much all I have to say today. And I hope that answered the question. You know, is it good times or bad times for angel investors? It's a great time to be an angel investor and put that money to work in creating that innovation and putting it into the marketplace and getting that, creating wealth through this, getting great deals because of the downward pressure on valuation for those companies. For companies, it's if you need the money, you need to start the process or figure out a way to bootstrap it so that you can get further along, get closer to cash flow before you go raise your capital, so your valuation, what you're willing to give up, is justified by the valuation of what you've accomplished, and make sure your business model is good. But if you need the capital, don't wait. You know, go ahead and get started. Unless you got a day job, then keep your day job and, you know, wait 6 months to get started. But, you know, we're definitely going to pull this thing out. If we can get the press to quit giving us negative vibes on the marketplace, I think we would do a whole lot better, because we're eternal optimists in the entrepreneur world, particularly in the United States. So I'm certain that we're going to pull this out, and we all can be economic architects of our future. So thank you very much for tuning in to Spec Talk Radio. Again, this is Karen Rand. Get more information about all we do at launchfn.com, L-A-U-N-C-H-F-N, or launchfundingnetwork.com. Go check out the blog on myvirtualangelworld.com. And if you're an investor, please go and sign up on our website so you can hear about our upcoming events and get plugged in to attend, and you can do all that through the launchfn.com site. Click on for investors, and thank you very much. Everybody have a terrific weekend, and we will be back next week, exciting show. We're going to be doing a wrap-up of our event on the Angel, NBA and I, so you'll hear firsthand what was it like with the companies that were presenting and the angel investors that attended. So tune in to hear that next week. And then on the week after that, on the 20th, we're going to be covering, I've got a special guest star, Jessica Mann, that he's going to, we're going to be talking about how do you know if an entrepreneur is an amateur. An interesting way to think that this came about through my responding to her original blog, my responding to her blog, and then posting it out to the LinkedIn community, and we got some great responses, and we're going to cover those on the 20th. And then I think on the 27th we're going to be doing we're going to be covering carbon tax credits as the next security exchange. I'm going to have a great show on that topic. So thank you for tuning in, and look forward to talking to you or having you listen to us. Talking with you in the coming weeks. Have a great weekend. Onward and upward.